Mouse's smiling face appears at the center of a white and gray background with a pattern like a sunburst. On a framed sign between Mickey and Minnie reads a title, Ye Olden Days. A scroll reads, Ye Cast, Ye Wandering Minstrel, Mickey Mouse, Ye Princess, Minnie Mouse, Ye Prince, Dippy Dog, and Ye Old King. On a road, Mickey rides a donkey in a minstrel outfit while playing a lute.
I am a wandering minstrel. I journey from afar. My worldly goods are a sleepy old mule, a song and a bus in the car.
In a castle.
Hooray! Hooray!
King sits on a throne.
Oh, hear ye, loyal subjects of my kingdom of Lollapuzzoo.
Of the kingdom of Lollapuzzoo.
Upon this day my daughter weds the Prince of Poopapadoo.
The Prince of Poopapadoo.
Behold the Prince!
They reveal Dippy Dog.
Behold the princess!
A pulled curtain reveals Princess Minnie. She curtsies. Outside, Mickey stands on his donkey's back by the castle wall. He hops onto a horse and peeks in a window. The royals walk toward each other, Minnie's nose turned up. Dippy Dog tries to run but gets slowed by the attendant carrying his cape. They meet in front of the throne and bow to the king.
At my command, you'll give thy hand in wedlock to yon prince.
Dippy Dog grabs Minnie's hand.
I know you'll learn to love me.
He kisses her arm.
Never! Never! Never!
She slaps him three times.
She acts like a fanatic! Lock her in the attic!
Two large guards grab Minnie and drag her out. Her attendant, Clarabelle Cow, carries her train behind her. She sticks out her tongue and is yanked through the door. Outside, Mickey jumps onto another horse, then to the ground. He runs to the side of the castle and looks up a formidable tower with a small window at the top. Inside, the guards force Minnie and Clarabelle into a cell at the top of the tower and slam the door. Clarabelle pulls the handle. Minnie takes out a handkerchief. They sob beside each other. Outside, Mickey climbs a tree. He reaches a branch about halfway up the tower and sits on it, holding his lute.
Cheer up, O lovely princess, for you'll be rescued soon. I'll take thee away so ye won't have to stay and marry that silly baboon.
Minnie leans out the window. She takes a flower from her hat, kisses it, then tosses it down to Mickey. He catches it, wobbles on the branch, then smells it deeply. He jumps onto a bird's nest on a lower branch, which shoots him upward easily into the tower window.
Hello!
Minnie shushes him.
I'll find thee, princess.
How?
Have Folly rope?
Nay, nay, no rope.
What? No rope?
Bring on the wedding feast!
Downstairs in the throne room, the kitchen door opens and servants enter with roasted turkeys on a pitchfork, a steaming baked pig, and roasted bull with a fork stuck in it. At the throne, servants tie a napkin around the king's neck and lower a tray in front of him. They place a mug and a plate of roasted turkey on it. Eating with his hands, the king dips the meat in the mug and takes a big bite. Elsewhere in the room, servants use a guillotine to slice a sausage link. The wedding guests eat at a round table, stuffing food in their mouths. Meanwhile, Mickey lowers a rope of tied sheets and clothing out the tower window. He holds Minnie in one arm, then uses the other to slide down the makeshift rope. In the tower cell, Clarabelle holds the other end of the rope wearing a barrel. Outside, Mickey and Minnie get stuck on a corset in front of a window. In the throne room, the king spots them outside. Mickey and Minnie drop into a suit of long underwear. Mickey buttons them in. Guards trap them with axes at the end of staffs, then bring them to the throne. One pokes Mickey with a spear, and he jumps out of the underwear.
Rats! Scoundrel! Off with his cowardly head!
A guard grabs Mickey and brings him to the guillotine. The guard takes the sausage out of it and replaces it with Mickey.
One! Two! We'll have a duel. The prince shall battle this young fool.
Hooray!
Minnie kisses Mickey's cheek. He hops out of the guillotine cheerfully. Dippy Dog gets in a suit of armor. Dippy Dog shuts himself into it. A stable boy pulls in a horse by a bridle, and a pulley lifts Dippy Dog off the ground. They drop him onto the horse with a rope and hook. Mickey rips a wood-burning stove from the wall and puts it on. He sets a bucket on his head and grabs a stray lance before mounting his donkey. The king hits a knight beside him. Dippy Dog and Mickey charge toward each other on their steeds, pointing their lances. Mickey stands on his donkey. Their steeds slam into each other, sending Dippy Dog flying into a barrel and Mickey into the wall. Dippy Dog runs at Mickey with his lance, and Mickey takes off. He hops into the guillotine. Mickey jumps on top of it as Dippy Dog stabs his lance below the blade. Mickey drops the blade, cutting the lance in half. He grabs the pointed end and chases Dippy Dog around a column. Meanwhile, the horse and donkey fight. The horse holds the donkey back, then swings hard. The donkey ducks, sending the horse spinning. They resume fighting. The horse charges across the room and falls down. The king's portrait falls to the floor beside the horse. Meanwhile, Mickey chases Dippy Dog, poking him in an open flap in his armor. Dippy Dog leaps out of it and runs ahead of his armor to the window. He crashes through it. The armor smashes into the wall below. Mickey stands on his donkey, the broken lance thrust in the air victoriously. Minnie kisses the king's cheek, then goes to Mickey. The crowd carries him on his donkey, and Mickey helps Minnie onto it. As he leans in to kiss her, she covers them with her fan. Words appear, the end. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.